how should you deal with employees who take excessive bathroom or personal breaks? I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and I want to say thank you to one of our Leader Feeder subscribers who suggested this Leader Feeder segment. In a previous Leader Feeder segment, we talked about how to deal with an employee who has body odor issues. But excessive personal breaks can also be a touchy subject. It's a common complaint. After all, the majority of workers don't abuse personal breaks, but a select few end up taking longer or more frequent breaks than seems reasonable. The problem is it causes lost productivity, extra needs for coverage to provide relief, more work for other workers while that person is off on their break. Like any behavior or performance issue, it requires a conversation where the leader states their observation and describes the seriousness of the issue. I noticed that you seem to need a number of extra personal breaks compared to the rest of the team, and I'm concerned because when you're off the job, it means we have to carry extra people to provide relief, and it affects our ability to hit our production numbers. Is there a reason why you need more frequent or longer breaks? If the employee provides a bona fide reason for the need for extra breaks, like for instance a medical condition, you might need to request a note from their doctor. And in that case, you'll want to involve your HR team in the situation. If they don't have a good reason, it's important to explain the importance of taking a reasonable number of breaks and ask for their commitment. Once employees think that they can have more frequent and longer breaks, you'll notice that even the more dedicated employees will begin to take advantage of what they perceive as a perfectly acceptable behavior. We discuss this situation in our book, Employees Not Doing What You Expect. Once you decide to tackle this uncomfortable type of conversation, the rest of the work group will fall in line and the behavior won't be a problem anymore. And when you've learned how to tackle those kinds of difficult conversations, you might want to invest in the rest of your leadership capabilities. And of course, we offer a number of resources on our website, our on-site training, or our public workshops. Simply visit us online at uniquedevelopment.com or connect with me on social media. I look forward to helping you on your leadership journey.